following is a KVON Sports presentation.
It's college baseball coming your way from Napa, California, as the Napa Valley College Storm hosts Solano College Falcons. It's BVC Baseball. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome into another sports presentation. This afternoon on KVON, we have college baseball on the air, brought to you by our Napa Valley Sports Boosters. I'm Ira C. Smith, and joining us today is a longtime baseball coach, and we might add, very successful when he was at Justin Siena, Alan Rossi. And Alan, just a beautiful day to be outside and enjoy America's favorite pastime.
Yeah, it's definitely a perfect day to play baseball, that's for sure. And, you know, we got two local teams that are struggling a little bit, but it should be an exciting game today.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if Napa Valley College can end a seven-game losing streak. During that period of time, they did have three postponements, and over the course of the season, they have lost seven games by just one run. So they've been in a lot of those contests that they've lost. But they come into this afternoon's game 0-5 in the BVC, and they are 6-17 overall. Not where they wanted to be at this time, but they are looking upward.
Yeah, and, you know, in their defense, I mean, you know, with all the rains that we had this year, they don't get an opportunity to practice on this field very often. So a lot of times they're playing on the road early in the season, and it's so difficult to be, you know, to be on the road all the time, not be able to practice on the field. So it's just really a tough environment
and
out
this
here.
Field does not drain.
It doesn't drain at all. And so it's nice to see that they're having a home game now. But early in the season, it's really hard because, you know, with all the early rains, they don't get a chance to practice or play games here.
Solano College Falcons come in having won two games in a row. They are 11-16 overall, so they have a losing record. However, in the BVC, they support a winning mark of six wins and three losses. So they've got some local boys that are helping them out and right up there toward the top in the BVC standings.
Yeah, they're doing really well. They have a lot of talent. I'm looking at some of these players on their team. A lot of them I recognize. Either a couple from Justin Siena, a couple from Vacaville, American Canyon, and I recognize these names. These kids were successful in high school, so they got a lot of talent on their team.
Yeah, now there was one player that was on the roster early on that I think he played for you about his earlier. He was a four-year starter for the Justin Siena Braves, Cameron Michael.
Yeah, Cameron played 4 years, varsity player, very successful. For the 3 years that I coached him, won two section championships, was really our number three hitter most of the time and was very, very successful. I was really excited to kind of see him today, but looks like that he's out with an injury for the rest of the year and is redshirted. And I've seen Nick Dotson in the lineup. Yeah. He played second base for me my last year a little bit. Really good competitor, so it's good to see Nick still playing.
Yeah, in fact, he will be there at third base for the Falcons, and as far as their starting units are concerned. And coaching today, Tyreen Salapa for Solano. He is the son of a guy that used to write a lot of sports that you'll remember, Ted Salapa.
Yeah, Ted, and he actually, one of his sons, younger one, was at Justin Siena as a freshman and then ended up transferring to Rodriguez. In fact, the year that I came in, when I came back the second time, was the year that he ended up leaving. And I was a little disappointed because I was really excited when I came back because I thought he had a lot of talent. But he went on to play Rodriguez and was very successful. So, yeah, definitely know the family.
Yeah, and I remember Ted's a lot. But, and it's too bad, too, that about a year ago in February he passed away. Oh. The father did of Tyree. But anyway, he is coaching for the Falcons. And today, Paul Weibens is going to be coaching for the Storm in place of Dan Parker, taking a little leave today. He'll be back on Thursday. Now, the Storm has a game tomorrow. It's against Laney College, and it's going to be here. It's a makeup game. It'll be a 2:30 start. Then they have two more games coming up against Solano on Thursday. They'll be over at Solano, and then Saturday back here at Storm Field, and that will have a 1 o'clock start on that Saturday afternoon contest.
Yeah, a lot of games, a lot of makeup games probably because of the rain out. So it looks like they have a busy week. So, you know, probably looking to extend your pitching staff. Probably guys will pitch that normally don't get a whole lot of innings. So, you know, Dan will find out a lot about his team this week.
All right, we'll find out more about the Storm when we return, as we'll hear from Coach Wiebens and his thoughts about today and about what's happening with this Storm's team. We might mention, too, Charles Kennedy is our engineer back at KVON, as he's the one that controls the commercials and everything that we add into our broadcast. So we'll be back in a moment and hear from the coach after this timeout. Well, we're back here at Napa Valley Storm Field as we're getting set for the Storm against the Falcons in college baseball action. And Paul Wiebens filling in for Dan Parker as the lead coach for today's game had these comments about the contest.
Well, have you had many opportunities to fill in as the head coach for this baseball team?
I guess I've been doing about, this is my fifth game being the head coach at Napa. It's quite an opportunity for me to get some experience, and looking forward to the game.
You've had some very close contests. Well, you've had some problem picking up that W. You've been right in most of the games.
Yeah, we've lost, I believe, 7 one-run games. We went down to Southern California and had some tough one-run losses, and we've lost a 2-game series to Marin in the last series by one run, one on a walk-off. It's been tough losing those tough games, but we're in pretty much every game, and you know, we're just looking for that one game to break out.
Without the head coach here, how do you divide up as far as coaching bases?
So it's actually the same because I'd run the offense even when he's here. He basically just does the pitching changes, and we all converse on lineup cards. So it's kind of the same thing as it would be with him here. We pretty much do the same stuff. So I run the offense even when he's here, so there's not going to be any change in that.
Beautiful day for a baseball game.
Oh, it is. It is. It's a lovely day in Napa, and it should be a great day for baseball.
Well, that's what we're looking forward to, a great day for baseball. But as Alan Rossi knows, any day you're out there on the field, it's a great day.
Absolutely. It's, you know, this is the type of weather right here that you look out and this is baseball weather for sure. So, you know, we got plenty of rain in March, and April looks good, but it looks like the weekend we're going to get some more rain. But today is beautiful, and can't wait to get started.
So we heard from Paul Wiebens. He is one of the assistant coaches, and the other being Warren Brewster, who works with the pitchers, and what a job he has done over the years.
Yeah, Warren's been around for quite a while, obviously successful as a major league pitcher, so does a really, really good job with the pitchers and obviously his knowledge that he brings. You know, you're going to get a lot of respect from the players, so, you know, pitchers are going to listen to him, and mechanically wise, they're going to be solid.
Well, we'll find out just how solid that team can be today, and we'll be taking a look at the starters. A guy from Vacaville, a sophomore, gets the start for Napa today. Ben Agigi is his name, and just find out more about him as we progress.
Yeah, definitely. If he was at Vacaville obviously is one of the successful programs, you know, around, so I got to believe that he's a pretty good pitcher. Didn't get a chance to see him in high school, but excited to see what he can do today.
Well, the umpires have arrived. The head coaches are coming out to greet the umpires at home plate. We'll be getting this ball game underway. We'll be back with the starting lineups of this afternoon's contest in just a moment as we get set for the opening of our baseball broadcast. Along with Alan Rossi, this is Ira C. Smith out here at Storm Field. Just a beautiful day for a baseball game. We're happy that you're along with us here on the radio. When you have an opportunity, come on out and witness some of these contests getting close toward the end of this season. But we're going to have an exciting summer season with the Silverados playing out here. And I understand, Alton, that they're going to be doing a bit of renovating to get the field here in great shape. It's in good shape now as far as the playing field, but the surrounding the bleachers and all, they're going to be putting in some really fine areas here.
Yeah, it'd be kind of nice to put some money into this field and, you know, maybe get some better seating and then, you know, possibly a better announcer's booth here and scoreboard.
Better announcers.
Well, not better announcers. You don't get two. These are two of the best right here. But, yeah, so it'd be nice to see some upgrades done here. And so Napa Valley College is going to benefit from the Silverados.
All right, well, let's take a look at the probable batting order here for Solano College Falcons. They're going to be leading off with Aaron Corral, and then he will be playing shortstop in the field. Roberto Diaz batting second, playing second base. Nathan Gutierrez will be at first base, hitting third. Jared Denning will be the designated hitter. Following that, it's Kyle Krebs out in right field. The left fielder is Cody Gregory. Gabe Caraventis will be catching. And it will be a graduate from Justin Siena, Nick Dotson, playing at third base, batting in the eighth spot. And Isaiah Verrett, a freshman from Armio, will be out in center fielder. Their starting pitcher is Teddy Nader. Those are the starters in the batting order for Solano. For the host, the Storm of Napa Valley College, Aaron Reardon at center field, be leading off. Joey Cassis will be playing left field. Justin Banks will be over at first base. Josh Abraham from Alhambra. Abraham from Alhambra. Got that going right. He's the catcher batting in the cleanup spot. Then Sam Dinerman will be playing shortstop. Or Dinerman. Let's see. What? Dinerman. And we have Brooks Green out in right field. Clayton Espanol is going to be the designated here. We're going to rise here. They're playing the national anthem. We'll be right back with the final lineups in a moment. Well, we're at Espino, the designated hitter in the Napa Valley College Storm lineup. Then the eighth batter is Andrew Shaw. He is playing second base. And their ninth batter, Trent Davis, out at third base. And, Alan, you can look out and see the flag getting quite a bit of breeze, and it should aid the hitters blowing out from home plate kind of toward left field.
It is. It's blowing out. It was blowing out actually to right center earlier. Now it looks like it's changed a little bit. But this is a big yard. I mean, 335 down the lines, 400 to dead center. So you still have to hit it pretty well, even with the wind, to get it out of this place.
Ben Agigi on the mound, and let's find out what the coach has to say about him.
So Ben is one of our main starters. He's a three-pitch guy, relies a lot on his changeup and his off-speed, and is just that kind of a pitcher. He basically pitches backwards to guys. Real bulldog on the mound, fights real hard. Guy you kind of want on the mound on those tough situation games, and hopefully he'll get us six strong innings.
That was Paul Wiebens, the acting coach for today, the acting head coach in the game. The pitcher, Ben Agigi, is a right-hander, and he's got Josh Abraham behind the plate, Justin Banks over at first, Andrew Shaw, the second baseman, Sam Dinerman at short, Trent Davis there at third base. In the outfield, Joey Cassis in left field, Aaron Reardon in center, and Brooks Green out in right field. And so they're set defensively. The umpire is getting in position. The Solano team off to our right with their blue jerseys and white numerals. Napa Valley College with their white uniforms. They have some gold numerals and some green trim as the Storm gets set to face the first batter, Aaron Coral. It's shortstop. He is a sophomore getting ready to come to the plate. By the way, coming into today's action, College of Marin was leading the league at 9-0. When you look at Napa Valley College at 0-5, they haven't played nearly as many games there.
Right. It's probably due to the rains.
And Marin overall is 20-7. Napa Valley overall is 6-17. In second place is Los Medanos at 5-1, and then Mendocino at 6-2, Solano at 6-3, Laney is at 4-3, Yuba only 1-8, and then Napa and then Contra Costa. First batter takes the pitch. Corral, the batter, the first pitch was called strike one, no balls and a strike. Here's the right-hander on the mound, kicks, and his second pitch is way outside. Nice stop out there by Josh Abraham for that wide pitch. Corral has played some baseball in Mexico. He's from Southern California. Right-handed hitter holds the bat up high. As Agigi delivers, the ball is popped up on the infield over on the right side. Second baseman going back, right fielder coming in, battling the sun, but Andrew Shaw is there to make the put out. Boy, that is a tough sun field.
Definitely sun and wind, so second baseman gets a good job getting underneath that.
It would blow to his right. He had to move a bit to his right as that ball was taking it over toward the second base part with Shaw playing between first and second. Now we have a left-handed batter, Roberto Diaz. He's from Jesse Bethel High School over in Vallejo, and the first pitch to him getting a little tight there. Diaz is a sophomore. Defensively, he plays second base, getting back there at the batter's box. One ball, no strikes, one down as the pitcher hesitates. There's his delivery. Came inside, and it is the inside corner of the plate for a called strike. So we've got Diaz with the count even at 1-1, and Nathan Gutierrez is on deck for the Falcons. The next delivery, bit outside, 2-1. The Jesse Bethel team in Vallejo's had pretty good runs. They go against the same league that American Canyon has been in, and quite a few American Canyon players on the Solano roster. Next pitch, again inside. So the pitcher falling behind, Benagigi looking at a 3-1 count to Diaz. See if he's taking on this as he is back in the box. Pitcher working from the stretch, not taking much of a windup, and gets that pitch over.
Agigi, he really does, he works both inside and outside. He definitely doesn't live down the middle of the plate.
Yeah, and he doesn't take much windup there for.
He doesn't. He's in the stretch even with nobody on base.
For a starting pitcher. Full count delivery. Here's the 3-2 offering coming up, and it was down low. And that's the first base runner in the ball game as Diaz gets a walk, bringing an American Canyon player to the plate, Nathan Gutierrez. He is a sophomore. Defensively plays first base, and he's another left-hander, so the second southpaw in a row to face the right-hander, Ben Agigi out of Vacaville, California. Looks over the shoulder, checks the runner, taking a fairly short lead off of first. There's the pitch to the plate. Just missed on that one. There are two umpires for the game. Of course, the home plate umpire. The other umpire will be on the bases right now, positioning himself between first and second on the infield grass, a little bit closer to second base to check a play there. Here's the delivery in tight. Just back him away a little bit there.
Yeah, struggling a little bit, you know, working behind, which is dangerous when you start getting in the middle lineup here. Gutierrez is batting .289 on the year.
And he is from American Canyon, as is the next batter on deck. Their cleanup batter is from American Canyon as well.
Gutierrez has 5 home runs on the year, too.
Oh, that's some good power. There's the pitch. He watched that just miss, too. The count goes 3-0, so Agigi's being very cautious with this batter.
He is. He's still working in and out. But at some point, you got to come across the plate when you start falling behind, and that can be dangerous. But, you know, you're one pitch away from being out of the inning, really. You make a you know, get a strike here, probably taking, and then make a quality pitch on 3-1, you know, you ground ball away from getting out of the inning. So use your defense at this point.
Josh Abraham went out toward the mound to say something to Giggy as he gets back on the mound. Definitely working from the stretch as his pitch is in tight for ball four. Walked him on four pitches, so that's the second walk in a row, and that puts two runners on with only one down here in the top half of the first inning. So another American Canyon graduate, Jared Denning, coming to the plate. He is a sophomore.
And great success at in American High or American Canyon High School. He was one of their star players. He's actually batting .361 for them, so he's probably their best hitter.
He's their designated hitter as well as their cleanup batter, and another left-handed batter, the third in a row, and he takes the pitch inside. Giggy's having a little trouble with that pitch to the left-hander.
He is, and, you know, at this point he's throwing five straight. You know, as a hitter, even though you're batting four, you probably want to see a strike here.
Yeah, a little more than five straight because he'd walked the previous batter, too. That's so at least six. There's a pitch. That is taken. That was over. So he gets a called strike. That evens the count at 1-1.
You know, a lot of times when pitchers are struggling and they're throwing fastballs, a lot of times you call curveballs and maybe get them back on, but he didn't. He's still throwing a fastball here, but. He's definitely get his breaking pitches over.
Denning is 5'11", weighs 205 pounds, really stocky built. He held up in some time. The pitch was taken for ball two. So he's going to make the pitcher, Giggy, come in there with the strike before he's going to take a swing.
Yeah, this is dangerous right here. Denning also has a 614 slugging percentage and leads the team with RBIs and doubles and has a couple home runs. So.
Wow, yeah.
This is a pitch he's going to be looking to.
Big batter to consider. Here is the pitch to him. That's down low. 3-1 now.
Yeah, this is going to be a pitch right here that he's going to be looking to hit.
And you wonder if Giggy's going to come in with that fast one, try to get some control on it and get a strike. He's got two runners on, Diaz at second, Gutierrez at first. Here's the hesitation and delivery in a check swing, but it's over for a called strike.
That's actually a good take by Denning. You know, it's on the outside corner. That's not a pitch you're looking to drive 3-1, so that's a good take. You know, obviously if that same pitch comes, he's got a swing at it, but it's great discipline.
Kyle Krebs, the right fielder, is on deck for Solano and with a 3-2 count. About ready to come to the plate as Giggy's offering. The ball is hit deep to right field. Right fielder going back, looking up, jumping for the ball. Kaboom, over the fence for a 3-run home run.
And that's the danger right there of living behind, you know, and then you got to come in. And I credit Denning. Like I said, he took a tough 3-1 pitch on the outside corner. That pitch was right down the middle of the plate, and that's the reason why he's batting four. Batting .361 and has all those RBIs right there.
And he's just added to those RBIs. Well, I tell you, that was way up there. And that was not a cheap home run.
It wasn't. He knew it, too. He took a couple steps out of the box and started Cadillacing. He knew when he hit it, plus with the wind blowing out that way.
That shows you how those walks can really hurt you,
absolutely,
too. Absolutely. Here's the pitch up a little high to Kyle Krebs. Krebs is the first freshman to come to the plate here for Solano in this first inning. Solano now with a 3-0 lead. Cody Gregory moves on deck for the Falcons. The right-hander, the ball's hit toward left field. Left fielder coming in. He's on the run. He's getting under it, and he's got it. Good play out there by Joey Cassis, the left fielder for Napa.
He got off the end of the bat there.
Yeah, if he had a little more in the solid part there, the bat, could have driven that a bit farther. So that is the second out. Cody Gregory, the left fielder out of El Camino. He's another sophomore. But the next three scheduled batters after this one are all freshmen. Here's the pitch to the plate. Down and away. Gregory, right-handed batter. Back in the box, leveling that bat now. Nobody on base, but still Ben Agigi will be working from the stretch, and his pitch is hit to the backstop, foul ball. Well, on Thursday, we'll be broadcasting from Cleve Borman Field in Yountville. I understand they've done a lot of fixing up there. The have that field in great shape.
Yeah, it sounds like they redid the backstop from your cyclone fencing to the netting, so that's a good upgrade.
And the ball is hit towards center field. Center fielder is going back, still on the run, going back, looking up, putting his glove up. He knocks the ball down, couldn't hold on to it, and going into second base, standing up is Cody Gregory. But what a chance that Aaron Reardon made on that ball going back to deep center field.
Yeah, you know, it's I think, you know, when it first was hit, I think he had a bead on it, but with the wind blowing out and the ball was hit pretty well, he just – Yeah. You know, we used to teach our outfielders to run to a spot, run as fast as you can. You can always come in, and unfortunately, he didn't get there quite a time. I thought he actually caught the ball.
It just trickled off his glove. But the wind was taking it over toward the left field area, and he was running back straight, turned around, and looked up, and then he had to move over a bit toward left field. Here is the catcher. Caraventes takes ball one on the first pitch. But I think we should, you're going to credit him with an error or a.
No, I think that's a hit. I think because, it's over his head. You know, it took a nice play. But
yeah, Reardon did a nice job of getting back there. It was.
I think if you asked him, he would probably say he should have had it, but.
Oh, the ball came in and hit him. Gabe Caraventes be awarded first base, hit by the pitch ball. Well, he's been trying to get inside on the left-handers. He was trying to get inside on a right-hander that time and hit that left arm.
Here comes Brewster's going to go out and talk to him.
Yeah, the control is what has been the problem for Agigi here in this first inning, having walked two batters and now has hit one batter. And Nick Dotson out of Justin Sienna, freshman this year, playing third base. But, Alan, I think you said he played second base when you were coaching.
He did, and I always liked Nick. Nick was a competitor. He played hard. Not a big guy, but big heart. Great arm. Actually pitched for us a little bit. He's a pretty good pitcher. So it's good to see Nick still playing. You know, he played second for us, but he's got a strong enough arm to play third for sure. So.
He's listed at 5'10", 165 pounds.
Well, I can tell you that Nick is not taller than I am, so I don't know if he's 5'10", but it looks good in the...
Well, you're about 6 feet, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So he is another right-handed batter. Takes a practice swing there before he steps into the batter's box. He is the eighth batter to come to the plate here in the top half of the first inning. 3-0, Solano College in the lead. Ben Agigi, starting pitcher on the mound, but now contending with two base runners, Gregory at second and Caraventis at first. The ball is hit foul out of play, goes off to the right. Nick spells his first name N-I-K.
He does.
And just steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now adjusts his batting helmet as he gets back in there, ready to take swing. Rests the bat on his shoulder now until Agigi goes into motion. Now he holds the bat up high as the pitch comes into him, and he hits the ball foul again out of play. Not the same place as the other one.
Yeah, whatever Warren went out and talked to him about has definitely worked, because it's been one of the first hitters he's actually been ahead in the count. He's 0-2 on him, so...
Well, the big blow was Denning's three-run home run in this inning after followed two walks. Now we've had a double and a hit batter, so we've got two runners on with two down. Dotson, a right-hander, waits on the 0-2 delivery, and here it comes. Missed outside.
That's a good spot. That's actually a really good spot to miss 0-2.
Going away from the batter instead of trying to hit the inside corner. To bat him away, back him away. On deck is Isaiah Verrett. Here's the delivery way outside on that one. That'll even the count now. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs here in the top half of the first inning. First of a three-game series, although in between there, Napa also has added a game against Laney College. That'll be tomorrow here. The pitch is hit in the air. infielder, second baseman going back, right fielder coming in, center fielder coming over, right fielder calling for the ball, and Brooks Green under it, and he'll make the put out as the right fielder had to come in. That ball was taken out a little farther into the outfield with that wind behind
it.
Yeah,
definitely the ball's carrying out in the outfield, so good play by the right fielder.
In the inning, there were three runs that scored on two hits and two runners left on. We go into the home half of the first inning, and the score is Solano College 3, Napa Valley College coming to the plate. Well, we have a left-handed pitcher on the mound. Teddy Nader will start it out. Here's what his coach, Tyrene Silva, had to say.
What can you tell us about this starting pitcher?
Well, you know what, Teddy Nader's a guy that's made a ton of progress in the last year. He's a kid who's really grown up a lot in his time here at Solano, and he's kind of taken the tools that he had in his toolbox last year, and now he's putting them into play where he's third in the conference in strikeouts coming into this game. He's got the ability to really dominate any lineup in Northern California, but it's a matter of going out and competing every single day. So we're real hopeful today that Teddy can go out and give us a good long start, and we'll be able to give him some run support.
Well, they have certainly given him some run support here in the first inning before he makes that first pitch in the ball game. He's got a 3-run lead. Those are the comments of Tyrene Silva, the head coach for this Falcon team that has won two games in a row as they come in here. They have a 6-3 overall record, or a 6-3 in overall in the league. They are 11-16 as far as all games are concerned. So outside of the league, they've won 5 and lost 13. But they have a 3-0 lead over Napa. Yeah, Napa Valley College will send Aaron Reardon to the plate, the center fielder out of Alhambra, a sophomore. In fact, the first six hitters for Napa are all sophomores. Reardon plays center field and bats left-handed. Teddy Nader goes into the motion, and the southpaw pitches down a little low for ball one.
Yeah, Reardon's batting .366 on the year, so he's having a good year, that's for sure.
Good at the leadoff spot.
Yep.
Joey Cassis is on deck for Napa. Paul Weben's acting coach, and he takes a pitch called strike. Cassis on deck out of Vacaville. So there's some Vacaville players on both sides. Here's the next pitch. Ball's hit foul out of play.
Yeah, you know, Nader in 40 innings has 49 strikeouts, but he also has 32 walks. So definitely a power pitcher.
He's back on the hill now with the lefty facing the lefty, and the pitch is hit foul off to the left. Nader is about 6 feet tall, weighs 185 pounds. He's from DeMonte Ranch. I'm not sure where that is.
In Reno. In Reno, yep. Mm-hmm. He's from Reno, Nevada.
He looks in, gets the sign from this catcher. Here's his pitch. And he put that ball right where the catcher wanted it, but just missed the
hit. It looked like it was up a little bit.
So. Yeah, but the catcher put his glove there, and he came right into the pocket of the glove. Reardon up there with a 2-2 count on him now as Teddy Nader, the left-hand pitcher, kicks and delivers, just missed. That makes the count goes full.
It's really what you want out of your leadoff hitter is to work the count, especially early on, so you can see some pitches and your teammates can see what he's got too. So,
Alhambra High School, Albert in the Martinez area. Here's the pitch to him. The ball is hit toward left field. Left fielder is going to just stay in his tracks. He didn't have to move hardly at all, and gets the put out there. Hit the ball right to him.
Yeah, it was that was a good bat. I think seen 7 pitches, had a couple foul balls. So it's a good bat by your leadoff guy, even though he didn't get on.
Well, he made contact with the ball, just happened to drive it right where the left fielder was playing, so they had him positioned perfectly.
Yeah, good two-strike hitting, and good job by the pitcher, too, coming in 3-2 up 3-0.
Joey Cassis is the batter now. He's a sophomore out of Vacaville. Takes the first pitch. Ball one.
He's batting .263 on the year.
Justin Banks from Fairfield on deck. Ball's hit toward right field. Right fielder going over toward his right. Gets under it, and he makes the put out as Kyle Krebs out in right field. Gets the second out here in the bottom half of the first inning, bringing Justin Banks to the plate, the first baseman for the Storm.
Yeah, Justin's batting .354 on the year, one of the higher batting averages besides Reardon.
And the pitch to him is taken for a strike. We mentioned about Alhambra High School. There are three starters for Napa Valley College from Alhambra High School.
That's a good school, good program.
Swing and a miss. Little pitcher getting out in front now, 0-2 with two down here and nobody on in the first inning. And Solano leading it 3-0 here at Napa Valley Storm Field in Napa, California. The pitch is over for called strike three, and Banks is called out on strikes. So a 1-2-3 inning for Nader here in the bottom half of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no error, nobody to base. We'll go into the top of the second inning with Isaiah Verrett ready to lead it off, and then the top of the lineup coming up for the Falcons. They lead 3-0. Well, it'll be the second inning of work for Vanagigi. His control had a little bit of trouble in that top half of the first inning, as he faced eight batters in the inning, walking two and hitting a batter. Ready to go here in the second inning. He'll face the number nine batter in the order, Isaiah Verrett, who is a freshman out of Armio. Verrett's about 5'11", a rather slender 140.
Yeah, Nader, that's what you call a shutdown inning, especially when you put a crooked number up. You always like to see your pitcher going out the next inning and shut the other team down. You take the momentum at that point. But when you're offensively, we always took it as if we gave up a crooked number in the first inning. We called it, we got punched in the mouth, and now we're going to go back and punch them in the mouth. And that was kind of our mindset, you know. And so good job by Nader to be able to shut them down in the first inning.
Well, Isaiah Verrett, graduate of Armio High School, where he played baseball for the Armio Indians. And it's kind of interesting, since Napa Indians and them used to play, we had the Battle of the Indians, but can no longer have that since the school board said, no, Napa, you can't be the Indians anymore. 120 years, don't worry about it. Ball is lined on the left field line, solidly poked. Left fielder Cassis coming in, retrieves the ball and fires into the shortstop, and holding at first base with a leadoff single is Isaiah Verrett. He lined that ball down that left field line.
Yeah, it was first pitch. You know, you really like that out of your bottom of the order to come up there really, really aggressive for sure, and your nine hitter.
Well, Corral, who is up here for the second time, he popped up to the second baseman his first trip. He's from Southern California. There goes the runner. Pitch is taken. There's the throw down to second, and the tag is made. And but now they apparently got under the tag. Looked like he... the ball had beaten the runner.
It did, I think. But the guy made a real nice slide to the outside, and I think I probably got that right. And second baseman's not complaining of the shortstop, so no. You can pretty much tell that he got it right.
He was in the good position to call the play, and that is so important to have that umpire in the proper position. So a stolen base for Verrett there, as he just narrowly avoided the tag at second. Corral at the plate, one ball, no strikes, as the next delivery is, foul ball.
Yeah.
Goes off to the right. He tried to pull back. The ball hit off the big part of the bat.
Well, it's really important right here. You know, I mean, runner second, nobody out. You know, the hitter, you have a job here. You know, be a productive out right here. Try to hit the ball to the right side, move that runner over. So, especially 1-1 count, do everything you can, hit the ball the other way.
Here's the hesitation by Agigi. Now his delivery. Almost into the dirt. Nice job behind the plate by Josh Abraham. Banks is at first. Shaw is at second base. Dennerman at short. Davis there at third base defensively for Napa. As the 2-1 delivery is up high and in tight.
You know, it's even a better incentive to hit the ball the other way when the second baseman's holding the runner on two. It's a huge hole over there. So not only can you move the runner over there, you can possibly get a base hit if you do your job here.
Yeah, you don't want to try to pull the ball then.
You pull right into the defense.
You want to make contact or maybe bunt.
Well, I mean, if you bunt at the first baseman, you're going to walk to first because the second baseman's not going to get there.
No, that's a good point. So here's the 3-1 offering on the way, and it's up high and taken for ball four. That's a third walk given up by Agigi.
Yeah, and this could be a bunting situation here, especially nobody out. Your number two hitter, who usually is your best hitter as far as being able to put the ball in play and handle in the bat.
So we're going to have a change in pitchers now as sign has been made by Paul Wiebens, the acting coach, to bring in somebody from the bullpen. And it's going to be Alexandra Horn, a right-handed pitcher. Another one from Alhambra.
Yeah.
They'll have four in the lineup from Alhambra.
I can remember the year that we went 25-2 before we went 27-0. We played Alhambra High School in the Easter tournament over there, and it was one of our losses. So I can tell you that they got a good program.
Alexander making his way on to the mound. And Bell's Horn with an E, H-O-R-N-E. Talking to pitching coach Warren Brewster before the game, and I asked him about his older son, who is a baseball player, and he said that he's going to be trying out with the Silverados.
Good.
They're going to have a tryout.
Yeah, I think former Justin Sienna, Sam Davison, I think, is also going to possibly be playing for them, so that'd be nice. It'd be nice if they can get some local players to play.
Yeah, indeed. And so that will be something that we'll be looking forward to. Well, with the change of pitchers, we're going to just take a timeout here, and we'll be coming back here. We're in the second inning, no outs and two runners on for the Falcons, and they're leading Napa Valley College Storm 3-0. Well, so Agigi, while he just worked that first inning, had no strikeouts. He walked a couple batters, hit a batter, and is finished for the day after just an inning. Well, an inning and two batters into the second.
Yeah, it's early on in the game, and sometimes as a coach you got to make that decision just because you want to try to hold the other team down. It's still, you know, you got a lot of baseball game left, but you can let it get out of hand early, and then it's really catch-up. So I think this is a good decision. And just, well, Agigi just didn't have it today.
Pitcher has one more warm-up toss if he wants to take it. And I guess he is going to take it. This will be his final warm-up pitch. And so we'll be resuming the action with Roberto Diaz coming to the plate. The Jesse Bethel graduate walked and scored back in the first inning, coming around to score on that big Jared Denning home run to right center field. A really good poke. Left-handed batter, first of three consecutive left-handed batters that the right-hander, Alexander Horn, will be facing, with Barrett at second base, Corral at first base, and his delivery, a bunted ball, a good one, down the third baseline, and there's a throw over to first. They get the runner there on the sacrifice.
That was actually a really good play by Davis. Come up barehanded.
Yeah.
Because Diaz, you know, great bunt down the third base line and was getting down the line pretty good. So that's actually a nice play.
So that did advance the runners. Verrett down to third base and Corral over to second. So they have two in scoring position now. Diaz walked and now a sacrifice bunt that'll bring up Nathan Gutierrez. Walked and scored.
Looks like the Storm are going to play the infield back and concede the run here, which is probably smart, especially in the second inning.
Yeah, early in in the game. Wind is still pretty stiff, blowing from right field to left field. Here is the pitch. The ball is hit toward right field. Right fielder going over. Here comes the center fielder over, and the right fielder reaches up. He makes the grab. There's the tag from the third baseman. He'll come around to score. Going from second to third base is Corral. He'll go in standing up, and another RBI. Gutierrez gets that one on the sacrifice fly. That scored Verrett from third base and advanced Corral down to third base.
Yeah, I mean, so far, you know, Horns did a good job. Two pitches, two strikes, you know, got two outs. Yeah, they did score a run. The only thing I'd like to see him do different there, he came and backed up home plate. He should actually go between home and third, and then wherever the throw is being made is where he should go back up. So that's probably the only mistake that he made there.
Well, the first pitch is over for a called strike to Jared Denning, the American Canyon product. Had that big home run. We mentioned he's got a real stocky build up here and watches the ball down low.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would be really careful with Denning here. I would, especially with a couple bases open. You know, I would definitely not intentionally walk him, but he wouldn't see a very good pitcher.
5'11", 210 pounds, a lot of power. The menacing look there at the plate as the pitcher hesitates. Here's his delivery, way outside. Denning at the plate with two down, but he has Kyle Krebs, the on-deck batter, wanting to get up to the plate here in this second inning. The Falcons have gone ahead 4-0 now here in the top half of the second inning. Working from the letters, and the pitch down too low. And again, Josh Abraham doing a nice job stopping that ball there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, throwing in the dirt there, I think, is a good pitch. Like I said, I wouldn't give him anything to hit here. You got a right-handed hitter on deck.
Yeah, you got two down.
Yeah.
Well, Horn, the right-hand pitcher, nods affirmatively as Abraham had given him the sign, and the pitch is inside, ball four.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt you there.
Now that puts runners on the corners. Corral still at third base, and Denning now at first. Not much of a threat to steal down there.
No, and, you know, you get a force now, so it just it sets your defense up better here.
Krebs, the first freshman that came to the plate back in the first inning after four straight sophomores. He flied out to the left fielder. He's out of Carson, California. Here's the pitch to him. Down low again. Another nice stop by Abraham. So I've heard of Carson. You know where that is? Down
Carson, there. Nevada? Or?
No, that's Carson, California.
Carson, California. No,
yeah.
Have not.
I think down in Southern California.
Southern California, yeah.
And that's Corral is also from down in Southern California. So it's a right-hander there. Krebs waits on the pitch. Takes it just missed.
Must have been a little bit down.
In the inning, there's been one hit, but there have been a couple walks. And a sacrifice bunt and a sacrifice fly. So they're really one for one as far
as.
Yeah,
and you've got four runs scored, and three of them have been via the walk.
Yeah. Here's the pitch. That's over for a called strike. And Krebs knew it. He was taking all the way there on a 2-0 pitch. Just kind of kicks there. It is the rear spikes on his play. Has a kind of an open stance. Has that left foot pulled a bit down toward the third baseline as the 2-1 delivery comes in. Up another good stop. Almost going through that number five hole for the hockey there.
Yeah, he's doing a really good job of blocking the ball there, especially with this big area behind home plate.
Corral at third base. Denning at first base, neither taking much of a lead off their respective bases. As the right-hander checks the runners, here's Horn's delivery to the plate. That came over for a called strike two.
The umpire just called it like it was strike three. Did you see that?
Yeah,
so
pulled him back.
He did, and the batter said that's only two. So maybe he was just warming up.
Yeah, it was a good pitch.
It was a great pitch.
Well, we'll see what he can do now on a 3-2. Bad one here would load him up for Cody Gregory, who had a double last time. He's on deck. And there's a timeout asked for as the batter wanted to adjust his batting gloves. Did all your players wear batting gloves?
Most of the time, yes, they did. Uh-huh. I never wore batting gloves, nor do I wear a golf club. I like to feel into my hands.
Oh, do you golf too?
Huh? A little bit.
Yeah, we'll have to hear about that. All right, here's the 3-2 delivery on the way, and that's low, and that'll advance Denning on down to second base as Krebs is over at first base. That's the third walk in the inning, the fifth walk in the game so far given up by Napa pitching.
Yeah, all three runners on base right now are via the walk. So, it you know, as I said earlier before we came on, you know, it hasn't changed. You know, if you want to be successful and at least be in the game, you got to throw strikes and you got to play catch.
This is the seventh batter to come to the plate here in the second inning. They had eight batters to the plate in the first inning. And he takes the pitch over for a called strike. Cody Gregory out of El Camino High School, the left fielder. He's a sophomore. He's about 6'1", 195 pounds. On the mound, Alexander Horn checks a runner at third. Delivers to the plate. Ball hit off the top of the bat there. Rolled foul back to the backstop. So he gets ahead of the batter here.
He does,
0-2. Something unusual.
Yeah.
So no balls, two strikes, two down. Bases loaded. Napa gets out of this. You can see if they can get a little offense going, get back into the contest. Down by four. Pitch is way outside. Kind of a waste pitch there.
Yep.
He would really have to be searching for something to go after that one.
Yeah, they could... The runner at first is getting kind of pretty big secondaries on there. If you had a play right now on a back pick from the catcher, it would be a good time to do it here.
The pitcher nods his head as he gets the sign from Josh Abraham. Checks runner at third, now delivers to the plate. The ball is hit down to the second baseman. Shaw has it over to first base Banks, and he's got him for the third out. So they get out of a jam here in the top half of the second inning with that ground out. But in the inning, another run scored. And the scores, we go into the bottom half of the second inning with the leadoff batter being Abraham, their power hitter coming up for Napa Valley College, trailing in the game 4-0. Abraham, Dennerman, Green, those are the three scheduled batters coming up here in the home half of the second inning. Napa Valley falling behind now 4-0, trying to end a seven-game losing streak.
Yeah, they're very fortunate to only give up one run last inning. You know, Sonal has the first two guys on in the inning and then leaves the bases loaded. So Napa very fortunate to only give up one. And so what... You know, you can take at least a positive out of that part of it. So, but it'd be nice to see if they could at least put a number on the board here to kind of stop the bleeding.
Yeah. Well, for a while there, the wind had died down, but it's starting to pick back up again. Josh Abraham out of Alhambra, one of four Alhambra graduates in the lineup now. They started with three, and then when the pitching change occurred, Horn took over as another one from Alhambra. Takes ball one on the first pitch. Cody Gregory going down to coach at first base. The ball is hit down the first baseman. He muffs it, picks it up, and underhands it over to the pitcher covering in time for the out. Well, credit Teddy Nader, the pitcher, with getting over to first base quickly.
Good fundamentals baseball right there. You know, first baseman knocks the ball down on a tough hop and knows his pitcher is going to be there covering the base and makes a good toss.
Dennerman, sophomore out of Campolindo over in the Moraga area. And he's a right-handed batter, and he takes a strike on the outside corner.
Yeah, Nader's tempo's a lot better than the Napa pitchers. And when you do that, when you have good tempo, your defense is set. You know, they're into the game. When you're, as a when you're a pitcher and you've got bad tempo and you're throwing balls and stuff, your defense, you know, falls asleep a little bit. So we all, you know, really like to see good tempo by the pitcher to keep your defense ready.
Dinnerman swings and misses. Makes the count now, one ball and two strikes. Dinnerman, a sophomore, right-handed batter. Pitch comes into him. He hits the ball towards center field. Center fielder coming in a stride. That's all he had to do as he gets in there and makes the put out. Kind of lined that ball out to center field.
Yeah, it was hit well.
Made contact anyway. Here's a guy out of Bear Creek. Brooks Green's his name, a sophomore. Right-handed batter as well. And the first pitch to him, high and away. 4-0, the score here in the bottom half of the second inning. Solano College in the lead. They've won two games in a row. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Green.
Yeah, it, just like really the tempo. In and out, and you know, I mean, just does a really good job.
Espino is on deck for Napa with two down here in the second inning. The next pitch, ball hit foul, goes out of play off to the right. Espino out of Armio High School. The both teams with players that have graduated from Armio. Next pitch, ball is hit a little looper, but it's going to go foul down the right field line. Just past the dugout of the Falcons. Well, the lefty on the mound, Teddy Nader, delivers it 2-2. Taken up high. Count goes full now to Brooks Green. Espino waits on deck, wanting to get up here so far. The pitch is taken, and that's the first base runner. He takes ball four down a little low, but pretty close. And that's the first base runner as we're here in the bottom of the second with two outs. Espino mentioned a freshman.
Yeah, he's actually batting .342. So in the seventh spot, that's a pretty good average.
Yeah, and he's just a freshman too, as we mentioned. In fact, the next two batters also are freshmen. He takes the first pitch for ball one. Well, Nader's coming real close on those pitches, too. It's not like they're way outside, way inside, or high or low. They're really close to the strike zone. Pitch that did catch the strike zone on the outside corner. Well, you have to figure out where that umpire is calling him today, too.
You do. Yeah. You know, it's you know, the first couple innings, you find out where the umpire's zone is, and then you try to start stretching a little bit,
see
how far he'll go.
Swinging and a miss. Now, is that a duty usually of the pitching coach to spot that, or the
pitching coach and the catcher? The catcher needs to report back every inning. Hey, he's giving us a couple inches off the outside corner, a couple inches in the inside corner, so that we know. Sometimes umpires they got a better eye on the inside or the outside than your catcher. I mean, Dunkel was great at coming back and telling us, hey, we can live 2 inches outside all game long, and it's a benefit.
Here's a 2-2 offering. He takes up high. Boy, those are all close there. To take with two strikes.
That's a pretty good eye.
Very good. Well, that makes it a 3-2 count.
Now the runner will be going here. I'm surprised the first baseman's holding them on, but 3-2, two outs.
Shaw's on deck. He'd like to get up here. The 3-2 offering's on the way, and his ball's hit foul. A little nubber back to the backstop. Andrew Shaw, the second baseman, love to get up to the plate here. Two outs and a runner at first base, Brooks Green. Left-hander on the mound facing Espino, the right-hander at the plate. There goes the runner. The pitch again foul to the backstop.
First baseman must have heard me. Now he's playing back behind. So, it's just that's what you do. You know, you can kind of just, you can take a step away from the guy going. But you're right in defense here now. The runner's going to be going, and you can play right behind him and then back up a little bit, get back in defense. Just let him know that you're there.
Teddy Nader, the pitcher, checks a runner at first, now delivers a swing and a miss, strike three, and Espino is out on strikes. A second strikeout by Nader today, and that'll end any kind of a threat that Napa was hoping for here in the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, a walk and one runner left on. We go into the third inning. The catcher, Caraventes, is due to lead it off. The bottom third of the order coming up for Solano. They lead 4-0. Gabe Caraventes will be the leadoff batter here for the Falcons as we go into the third inning. Nick Dotson is scheduled up second, and then Isaiah Verrett for the Falcons, who lead 4-0 here in the top of the third inning. And in his second inning of work is Alexander Horn out of Alhambra. The infield ball goes flying over the head of everyone and goes back toward the backstop. But the fielders say they're ready to go. Center fielder playing just straight away, center, just about as straight away as you can get. Left fielder pulling a little bit over to his left. Right fielder also pulling a little over to his right, giving down the lines for either field there as the pitch comes in. Tight for ball one to Caraventes. Hit by the pitch ball in the first inning, so when you come in tight with him there, he didn't flinch or flinch. Nope. There. He just stood in there. Even though he'd been hit by that pitch in the earlier at-bat, this one was taken down low. So Horn falling behind 2-0 to the leadoff batter here in the third inning. Two teams play over at Solano on Thursday and then back here on Saturday. Pitch on the outside corner for a called strike one. 2-1 the count. Banks playing first. Andrew Shaw playing second base. Sam Dennerman at short. Trent Davis, the third baseman. Pitch comes in. The ball's hit toward right field. Right fielder on the run. He's getting over there. He's under it. He makes the catch.
It's a good play, yeah. When that first was hit, I thought it was going to get down the line.
So. Yeah, too much in the air. Too high. A little more on the line. He would have possibly been able to get in there. The right fielder, Green, had quite a ways to run over there.
He did. He had a good jump on the ball.
As I said, he was shading a bit to his right toward center field. Well, that'll bring Dotson to the plate. Nick flied out to that right fielder the last time. Wind is still blowing from right to left field as the first pitch comes in, and he hits it foul down past the third base coach. The coach, Tyron Salapa, the son of Ted Salapa, pretty well known in Northern California for years of excellent writing.
Yep.
It was in the Napa Valley Register several times, too. Articles. Here's the pitch to the plate. Ball is hit toward right center field. Center fielder going over. They're not going to get there as the ball gets between the center fielder and the right fielder. Reardon runs it down, picks it up over by the fence, and rounding second on his way into third base is Dotson. He slides. Here comes the throw. He is in there with a triple, and that was a blow to the right center field, in between the center fielder and the right fielder, went all the way to the fence.
Yeah, I thought Nick has good speed, so when that ball got into the gap, I had a feeling that, especially with one out, try to get all the way to third, and he did. And Napa Valley did a good job. Just an accurate throw would have been definitely a bang-banger at third.
Isaiah Verrett, right-hander, up now. Runner at third, and one out here in the third inning. 4-0, Falcons lead. An opportunity to add on to that. Ooh, almost hitting. That came in tight.
Yeah, it looks like Napa's going to, again, play the infield back and concede the run. This is kind of an iffy situation here. You got the nine-hitter. Maybe you take a chance, bring the infield in to cut that run off, but, it's still early.
Well, when you get it in close to Verrett, it's pretty close because he is so slim at about 140 pounds.
Yeah.
He swings at one outside for a strike. He actually swung at ball two there. Back in the box now. The count even. 1-1 and one out, and a runner at the third base. He's the ninth batter in the batting order. graduate of Armio High School. On the inside corner, taken for a strike. Right-handed pitcher Alexander Horn trying to get the out without the run scoring from third base. Top of the order, Corral on deck for Solano. The ball is hit foul, little number off to the left side. So coming out of the dugout, retrieving the ball, was Nathan Kaufman, a guy that you know quite well.
Yeah, it's good to see Nate out here.
Yeah, it would nice to see him pitch sometime.
Yeah, yeah, a ton of potential, that's for sure.
Going to be back here on the 14th to broadcast the game, part of the 75th anniversary of Napa Valley College. Swing and a miss, and the catcher held on to the ball, and he looks down to first base, but he held on to the ball. So that was a big strikeout there.
Definitely. They can get out of this inning without giving up a run. Would, you know, hopefully at some point, you know, you try to get some momentum, but you know, this would be a big inning for Napa to get out of this without giving up a run.
Aaron Corral popped up to the second baseman, walked, got it round to third base in the second inning. He's a right-handed batter, so he's up for the third time, and this is just the third inning of the game as the pitch comes in on the outside corner. Now, that's the corner that the umpire likes.
Yep. Yep. That's
where you should be aiming, much more so than the inside.
A lot of times, a lot of umpires, they miss the inside pitch, but the outside pitch, they just, for some reason, have a better view of it.
Here's the 1-1 delivery coming in, and the ball is popped up to the center fielder. Second baseman going back. He's calling for it, gets under it, and Andrew Shaw is there to make the out of Corral as for the second time, he's popped up to the second baseman. No runs, one hit, no errors, and a runner left on. As we go into the bottom of the third inning, it'll be the number 8 hitter to lead it off for Napa, trailing it 4-0. Well, the exception of that top half of the first inning, the game's been moving along.
Definitely. Definitely after, you know, early jitters or whatever you want to call it, and definitely a better inning for Napa, so see if they can string some hits together and maybe make this a game.
Yeah, let's get it over before 5 o'clock because that's when we're supposed to join the Golden State Warriors. They're at OKC.
Yeah, that'll tonight. Be interesting tonight. You know, obviously, Warriors are getting back to full strength, but, you know, the McCaw injury the other night was very scary. Glad to see that he's okay and, you know, hopefully the Warriors, you know, get Curry back and have him make a run through the playoffs.
You know who was the most frightened about that fall was Vince Carter.
Yeah, he felt really bad. He did not intend to hurt him. It was just a reaction.
Here is Shaw leading it off here in the bottom of the second inning, taking a strike on the outside corner. Again, work that outside corner. That's what the umpire likes here. Teddy Nader on the mound. He's a left-hander. Third inning of work. Hasn't given up a hit as of yet. Did walk a batter last inning, so Napa did get a runner there. Andrew Shaw, right-hander, leading it off with Trent Davis on deck. Takes the pitch down a low. Spells Andrew, A-N-D-R-U-W. Here is the delivery. Swing and a miss. Shaw, as we mentioned, from the MEL, Rodriguez High School. Just a freshman at Napa Valley College. Hits the ball foul, out of play. Count remains 1-2. Nobody out here in the bottom of the third inning at Napa Valley Storm Field. On a beautiful day for baseball. And rocking into motion is Nader. Kicks the right leg and delivers in a swing and a miss. Ball is dropped by the catcher. He'll fire it down to Gutierrez at first base to complete the out. That is the third strikeout by Nader. And he struck out the third out in the first inning and the third out in the second inning. And the first out here in the third inning with Trent Davis, another freshman, taking ball one.
Yeah, he missed a spot there. Catcher called for it inside, and he threw it outside.
Top of the order on deck. That was way outside on that one. Gabe Caraventis is the catcher. Nathan Gutierrez is the first baseman. Roberto Diaz is the second baseman. Aaron Corral is the shortstop. And Nick Dotson is the third baseman. There's a called strike to Trent Davis. Cody Gregory is in left field. Isaiah Verrett in center field. And Kyle Krebs in right. Ball is hit toward left field. That's going to be in there. And it may go all the way to the wall. It gets by Gregory, rounding first on his way to second base is Davis. He'll pull up there as the relay comes in to Aaron Corral, the shortstop, as Davis drives the ball to left field off the wall. Well, it didn't hit off the fly, but went all the way out to the wall. And that's the first hit for the Storm. And that was by the ninth batter in the order.
Yeah, he was batting 211. So don't figure, right? So, but now they're in a good spot because Reardon, I think, is their best hitter.
And the first pitch to him, he had a good cut at it, but missed the ball. 0-1. Joey Cassis is on deck. Ridden flight out to the left fielder in his first appearance to the plate. He's up there now with one down and a runner, Davis, down at second base. And a delivery to him down a little low.
A curveball there at a good spot.
So the pitcher taking his time on the mound now, and the batter took his time by stepping out of the batter's box. Now he is back in there. Here's Nader checking the runner. His delivery hit foul to the backstop by Reardon. Reardon, the sophomore, plays center field. Flight out to the left fielder, Cody Gregory, back in that first inning. One of four players out of Alhambra High School playing that are in the game at this point for the Storm. Here's the 1-2 offering. Ooh, that broke over. That nice pitch there.
That's a nice pitch. Definitely fooled Reardon.
That's his second strikeout here in the inning. That's the second called third strike that he's had against the of his four strikeouts. That brings up Cassie to the plate. Runner in scoring position, but two down now. Cassis out of Vacaville. And the pitch hit little number, just spins there to the right of the plate. Retrieved by Gabe Caraventis, the catcher. The Falcons got three runs in the top of the first, came back with one in the second, and they lead it 4-0 here in the bottom half of the third inning as the pitch comes in. And it gets away from the catcher. Going down to third base will be Davis. Boy, both catchers have done a good job there.
Really that's have, the first
I don't think that was in the dirt. I didn't know whether to give that a pass.
I think it hit the dirt. So okay. If it hits the dirt, usually a wild pitch.
Yeah, that's almost automatic if it's into the dirt. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes here in the third inning. The runner at third, Trent Davis, not taking much of a lead, trailing by four runs. Here's the pitch. Oh, that broke across there for strike three.
That was a great curveball.
And that was his third strikeout in the inning, his fifth strikeout in the game.
He's getting stronger as the game goes on.
He is. It looked good in that one. Well, I tell you, that breaking pitch, that looked so good.
Yep.
All right, well, we'll go into the fourth inning. Diaz, Gutierrez, and Denning are scheduled up for Solano, leading Napa 4-0.